Hello and welcome. I am Shadowfax, and this is the May 2019 monthly update audio presentation of Altareon. Let's get to it! Recently, the Mystic Projectile spell has gotten a facelift, becoming the more versatile Mystic Armament, which not only can be cast on blunt ammunition like sling bullets, but also blunt weapons, imbuing affected items with magic-type damage. The Blindness and Cure Blindness spells might be getting changed up as well, and some other cleric spells and skills will be tweaked to increase their usefulness. I find the current state of the Expiation spell to be particularly irksome, and am seeking a way to remedy it. We are devising small refinements for gods, such as favored compositions for unguents and sacrifices. Drac has already set up the Pantheon entry to accept composition assignments, and I will finish switching over to the new system soon. While I'm working on unguents, I'd like to see about having them be able to be poured. The help page implies that this is possible, but it is not. The cleric unguent code piggybacks the druid salve code for the time being, and that will have to be changed in order to facilitate pouring. There have been improvements to warrior combos as suggested by Lokar.
Lokar!
Combos can add hit point regeneration or constitution, and they will add movement regeneration in place of strength, dexterity, or constitution if the attribute is already maxed out. Drac has set up some basic infrastructure for encounters. The goal is to have functional land encounters in time for the summer solstice celebration, so we can showcase them in the event areas. Details regarding the summer event will be revealed in our June update. In addition to Denton's work on modernizing the D-Client's code, Drac has made it so that D-Client users will have visual cues for when spells begin and end. I would love to see border effects for detection spells, like a red border for infravision, or green for detect poison, and of course, a pink halo when you get hit by fairy fire. Now that his move is mostly done with, Morpheus and the Dream Team plan on taking offline Redford's Floating Palace the second week of May. They plan on reworking some quests, adding various pointer quests, and releveling and moving all of it to the Dragontooth port. They are currently working on another island for around Gianassi, high-level solo areas for the Nightmare Plane, and an East Coast city for Ramanek. Drac reports that the Valley of the Sacerdotes should be complete by the end of the month. It is intended as an experience zone for evil players, surrounded by mini-dungeons with puzzles relating to an overarching quest. If you missed our livestream interview with Denton, a link will be provided in the description.